Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, are we falling out of love with the full Irish breakfast, where once we might have had black and white pudding, rashers, sausages and hash browns, maybe beans on a plate? Are a generation now opting instead for overnight oats, avocados or pastries? Well, Brian O'Connell has been cooking up this report for us and he joins me now. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
You got this idea from someone you bumped into last week. So
yeah,
what happened?
Thorough research here. I was in the city last week and I met someone and we're just having a chat and he told me, I'm after having my first full Irish breakfast, he said, in about a year or two in a cafe. And this was about 10 a.m. and I was walking around after and I started to notice cafes and restaurants that were open for breakfast. Very few of them were actually advertising a full Irish breakfast. And that kind of seemed to me a bit of a change in the last 10 or 20 years. So obviously the breakfast role endures, but it does seem that there has been a shift in breakfast offerings and what people might want.
Mm-hmm. So with this little bit of research then, you started to do a bit of investigating. So who did you meet?
Well, I did get a butcher's take as well on whether we are falling out of love with the full Irish, because it obviously still has a place on our plates, but perhaps not as frequently. First up, I just went to a couple of cafes and restaurants who do offer breakfast and I wanted to see how are they meeting customer demand and what kind of expectation is there. So Greenwich is in the city centre. They just do brunch and they do lunch, so they don't do an evening meal. That was my first stop. I met owner Dermot O'Sullivan and this is some of what he had to say.
I've been operating here now for 3.5 years. I have noticed a consumer shift or a customer shift towards more so towards what is, I suppose, what is now known as brunch, you know. Traditional breakfast is pretty much there and people still want it, but they also want a bit more, you know. So what we get in here as well, we say a person comes in and they want the eggs benedict, and but they also want a side of sausages or they want a side of black pudding with it as well. So I think the whole what people want has just shifted, you know.
It's interesting looking at your menu. The first two items on your all-day brunch is the Flahaven's Irish porridge and the homemade cashew nut granola.
There's still room, by the way, for full Irish, but I think a whole
is
new...
There
is not as much, I don't think. I don't think there is, but I think there's still, in certain areas, the full Irish is still there. And I think, you know, on a Sunday morning, we do get a couple of people in from hotels and stuff. They're saying the hotels look for full Irish, but I think there's still room for it. But I think, you know, I think brunch has evolved a bit more.
Looking down through the menu, so you have your Jack McCarthy's black pudding, but that comes with local poached eggs, hollandaise sauce. You have your avocado eggs.
People actually are coming in at 3:30 and then said, you know what, I'd like something light, like the scrambled eggs. I think we have changed. And actually, post-COVID, I think we've changed a bit as well in terms of people's working lives have changed, the cities have changed.
I can imagine if I'm in your kitchen at home, I'm unlikely to find a box of Cocoa Pops in mine.
You'd be surprised.
So we've talked about all the healthy options, but if someone said to you, you've one last breakfast on this earth, Dermot, are you ordering the two sausages, the bacon, the black and white pudding, maybe the beans? I know that's controversial.
Yeah.
What are you going for?
I suppose it would have to be in my own place, of course. It would have to be the black pudding that we do here, two poached eggs, crumble of Ross Carberry bacon, and we do a bit of hollandaise, and that would be my last breakfast, and I'd be saying goodbye.
Sounds delicious, Dermot O'Sullivan in Greenwich. And he has noticed a shift in what people want for breakfast, Brian. So then you headed to an all-day and evening cafe and you were chatting to some of the customers there. Is that right?
This is somewhere I've recorded in before. Mayo's, it's on Pope Quay. Like, this isn't my pitch for free coffee for life, by the way. They just have a great community feel to the cafe. There's lots of chat, Claire. Really nobody on laptops. And they provide what might be considered, I suppose, they don't provide what would be a traditional Irish breakfast offering. They have a different take on it. So I chatted to Liam, the owner, but just as I went into Mayo's and Pope's Quay, two customers were finishing up their breakfast and I had a chat with them just about how our breakfast taste buds are evolving.
We love coming here for breakfast. We do the flowers in St. Mary's and then we come in to have a grand chat. So we had the lentil rolls with rocket and a lovely relish. And then we share
raspberry scone.
Raspberry scone.
We've kind of changed, haven't we, in Ireland?
We have. No, today, I'd never eat a sausage. Never, really.
Why not? Is it a health thing?
It's a health thing, really, yeah.
And what about you?
We're all very conscious of the health now, aren't we?
So I think for occasions, people are having the Irish breakfast, all right.
What's the go-to breakfast at home then, before you leave the house?
Porridge.
people and the slow release of energy. So I think people like that idea, and it's quick and easy if you're on the go. But back in the day, like, you'd take the cream off the top of the milk, and my mother in our house, we'd all be running up. If we used to go to Mass on a Lent, and we'd be running up the park to get the cream on the milk. And my mother would say, "Here, open another bottle." We'd have six bottles of milk open on the table with all the cream gone off the top of the porridge.
So much has changed. I mean, grew up on a farm, with bacon and eggs and sausages, rashers every day of the week, you know? To the point where, you know, I remember the pans at home with the big thick with the grease. Where we are here particularly would be very continental in its demographic anyway. But the move, even with the Irish people, is more towards that continental breakfast, that light breakfast. The croissant, you know, maybe a small little sausage roll, or maybe you know, a vegan version of that, or whatever it might be. Where is it coming from? I think it's just a natural progression towards health consciousness. We didn't, like, we were farmers, so we needed the oil. We milked cows by hand at home, but certainly I can't remember the last time I ate a breakfast roll or a. You know, I just naturally, it's not that I've been against them, but I just naturally have gone in a different direction.
A different direction. Now, before we have all the farmers ringing in, Brian, you did get the butcher's perspective on all of this and whether we're really eating less meat for our breakfast.
Well, from Pope's Quay, I headed back into the city centre in Cork, into the English Market, where one of the best butchers in the city really is Ona Mahoney, a man who he really cares about where his meat comes from. He cares about what he's offering. He's a champion of sustainability. Jumped in behind the counter in Ona Mahoney's in the English Market, and I chatted about whether he's seen less demand for sausages. And I began, Claire, by asking him, sell me the concept of the full Irish breakfast.
Full Irish is a traditional, very traditional thing that we would have. Most people would have had it once a week at least at one stage. It's been slowing down over a number of years.
Have you seen that, Owen, in terms of sausage sales?
Our sausage sales are absolutely not really through the roof. So traditional breakfast sausages are something that has slightly fallen out of favour a little bit, but we make tons of different types of sausages now.
So we're going for a more gourmet sausage?
Yes, absolutely. Or a sausage that's not used just as a sausage. It might be used as a pizza topping or as a pasta sauce. Bacon will never fall out of favour. Black and white pudding are something that has become more popular over the last number of years, particularly with tourists.
But not necessarily in a breakfast.
Not necessarily in a breakfast, no. In our house, the white pudding was always described as a plate pusher. It was always eaten last and pushed around the plate.
What about you? What's your go-to?
My go-to would be just one sausage, two rashers, one black and one white.
But you wouldn't have that every morning?
Oh, crikey, no, I'd have it maybe once every fortnight or so. The sausages that we sell are 97% meat. There is no fillers, no artificial colours and no rubbish in them.
And are people discerning now, Owen? Are they asking what's in them?
Oh, yes, they are, yeah. People want to know what's in their food. People are mixing it up a little bit.
What do you mean?
As in, they might be having their bacon with avocado, or they might be having their bacon with something else. It's not just traditional bacon and eggs and sausages and rashers.
It's like avocado is the new black and white pudding.
It certainly is, yeah. It's a new topping for poached eggs.
We're all gone very fancy now.
Very fancy.
So that was Butcher Owen O'Mahony in the English Market. And some people did talk to you about healthier choices, making decisions based on that. And you got the thoughts of a nutritionist and dietitian around what we should and should not be eating.
Well, I thought it was important because a lot of people were saying to me that they had changed their breakfast choice out of necessity, maybe trying to keep their cholesterol down or whatever. So Daniel Murphy is a registered dietitian with Apex Nutrition. And I asked him finally, Claire, what was his take on what we need from a breakfast?
It's not always essential. We can go without a breakfast, but the majority of the time I'm recommending one. What a balanced meal is that it includes a carbohydrate, it includes a protein and a fat. Something like your oats, which is the carbohydrate, you could include some yogurt with that, which is a protein source. And then you have things like chia seeds, which could be your healthy fat source. That is kind of slowly digested then just with the fat source included.
Imagine your plate, you've got your sausages, your bacon, your black, your white pudding, maybe your beans, you've got your hash browns, you've got eggs dripping in oil that they've been fried in.
So it's nice, like every so often it's nice, I suppose, to have something like that. But if it's happening on a regular basis, that's where the kind of issues come in. Like if you're starting out the day with a fry, that could be anything from, you know, upwards of 500 plus calories to almost 1,000 calories, depending on how big they are. And on top of that, there's a lot of kind of processed foods and some of the unhealthy fats in terms of like unsaturated fat and trans fats like that as well too. The main thing kind of with those, like longer term, if you're including foods like that, they are linked with things like cholesterol and just high blood pressure as well too, and the amount of salt as well too. Included in all that food isn't going to be healthy for longer term health.
What's your go-to for breakfast?
I'm a big oats man. A lot of the time too, you can actually throw like even chocolate whey protein into it as well, even if you didn't like the taste of oats. So that's what I do. Mix it with blueberries, some yogurt, and like even chia seeds too, if I have them. So and then like at the weekends, like I'm big into eggs and things and omelets as well.
When he has the time, I suppose. But I'm glad, Brian, that Daniel will permit us to have the odd fry.
Yeah, the odd fry. And funny enough, we had a talk in our running club with a nutritionist recently who's very highly qualified. And she was saying the night before a run, have a bowl of cornflakes. So right. It's interesting how simple carbohydrates are still in vogue.
Mix it up, I suppose, is the thing. Brian, thank you very much. Reporter Brian O'Connell there.